Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Here we will see you tomorrow night for Game 4 at Yankee Stadium. Killer Cam on the mound. Do or die, we do. There is your signature game. Your signature moment. All rise. Here comes the judge. The captain leads the way. That's a team win. I was at the stadium tonight, obviously, and I felt the Yankee fans around me start to sink into a puddle of negativity. The toxic air was floating around the building, and you know what? The Blue Jays got to be feeling it now because that's an elimination game. They thought they were about to put us away. Don't let the Yankees get one. Now, again, I will say it is just one. More work to be done. All they did was not get swept tonight. It was magical. There was history made. The bullpen obviously coming in. You want to talk about a mop-up job. There were no mop-up jobs in game one and two. That's a mop-up job. That is a cleanup job. That is a hold. Eight unanswered runs. Like, I'm in the stadium tonight, and the first thoughts that I have, and I'm tweeting them out, I'm not thinking we're going to win or lose that early in the game, but I'm just looking at the game saying, the Blue Jays have come out swinging. They're playing and competing at a higher level than us. We're not matching their intensity, right? We're not matching their fire. And Vladdy Jr. is a bad man, and he hates the New York Yankees. And obviously, we need to stop pitching to him. There was conversation on The Fan today with Dave Sims and Tiki Barber and Evan. And shout out to Evan and Tiki when they host at the stadium. They're now 4-0. They'll be back to host the afternoon drive show, game four. But there was conversation about, hey, back him off the plate a bit. Hey, walk him. And so for me, I'm like, I'm not pitching to him. His numbers are ridiculous. I think I took a screenshot after the homer. I'm like, he had 10 at-bats. He's batting 700. He's got 3 homers, 8 ribbies, a 2236 OPS. Stop. Stop. No mas. Don't pitch to him. Don't give him anything to hit. But what I'm saying is, like, you know, some people got to let the game become the game. Some people left. I was in the bleachers for the first 3 innings. I went back to the bleachers later. Shout out to Clint Frazier in the middle of the bleachers with Mark, who does the roll call, Patches, Broder, everybody. I can't go through all the bleacher creatures' names. Shout out to the cowbell man, Milton from Brooklyn, who was ringing the cowbell tonight. Whoever that is in center field, with the pan and the spoon, security. We need that taken care of. Milton is the only cowbell man. But yeah, the vibes were right. And as we were starting to sink into, like, okay, this umpire sucks. We were getting squeezed early. Vladdy puts one in the bullpen. You know, Yankee fans are starting to think, oh, season over. Oh, this is how we're going to go out. They're about to fold. But then they do fight back, and it's Shane Bieber, right? It's Shane Bieber coming off Tommy John, hadn't pitched since September 26. He's not the ace that he used to be, and even when he was with the Guardians Indians, the Yankees had got to him. Trent Grisham grounds out and people start groaning because we were all on that. Hey, we can't keep leading Trent Grisham off. But Trent Grisham was able to get some later. Judge with the single. Ben Rice hustling. And our old pal, I Can't Field, IKF. Good job, buddy. And then Stanton singles. And it's like, okay, we're on the board. Cut the deficit in half. Right? Breathe a little bit. Breathe a little bit. But then, of course, you know, we get through a couple innings there. And the Blue Jays are persistent. Davis Schneider from Berlin, New Jersey, who's done nothing but throw flowers at the Yankees and how great it must be to be a Yankee and how great the organization is. He doubles. And then, okay, we're not pitching to Vladdy. We're going to intentionally walk him. But once he's on base, I just know. I'm like, this guy, he's so locked in, so determined. Varshaw singles. Dalton Varshaw singles, Trent Grisham. Then Vladdy goes to second, so now it's 3-1. Ernie Clement singles, and I'm like, this is what they do. They put the ball in play, small ball. They move guys base to base. And 888-808-1019, this is going to be a quick show. I'm done it too, so get the calls in now. I'm just going to do my quick little, you know, recap that I put in my notes, and then as soon as you guys pop up on this screen, we're going to talk to you. But then Vladdy, man, you know, when Vladdy came around to score, he was motoring. And Vladdy, we used to make fun of, like he was some type of fat boy out of shape. No, he's in good shape. And, you know, he's lost some weight. And when he slid head first to score, I'm just like, yo, they're outplaying us. They're playing at a higher level. Like, I'm not going to sell you a dream of the Yankees coming back and ripping off three wins against a team that has come out and completely outplayed us, right? At that time, it was like, damn, they have put up almost 40 runs on us in three games. Are they going to wake up? Are they going to respond? And they do. Back to Trent Grisham, the big sleep, had to wake up. Grisham doubles. Judge doubles. Okay. Grish scores. They're fighting for their lives a bit. Stanton sack fly, and when Stanton hit that sack fly, I'm like, yo, the deficit is in half. We got a whole game here, folks. We got a whole game here, folks. Luke is in Kings Park. Luke, you're on the Fan.
What's up, Keith? How you doing?
Good. Just kind of now rolling through my notes and the box score and recapping in my mind, but we'll get to all the good parts. It was a good night at the stadium, and we get another one. We get both of our home games. We did not get swept.
Yeah, dude, I'm coming back from the game. I was there Thursday night. I called you, and what a game, man. And Aaron Judge, was that the biggest moment of his career? I think it might be. All the haters, what are you going to say about Judge right now? Number 99, put one up, clutch as you could be, and let's go, Yankees. We got Killer Cam on the mound tomorrow. Who but the Yankees? Let's do it, baby.
I love it. I love it. Love y'all that I see at the stadium. You know, I get a lot of handshakes, daps. You know, just good energy from Yankee fans, and I felt their good energy tonight when it flipped. And when you talk about Judge just downplayed it. He said his first homer. I was there when he hit that first homer. I think it was like August 16th. Him and Tyler Austin back to back. He said his first homer was his biggest homer of his career. No, let's talk about Judge for a minute. And I owe this to Judge as well. But you know, if you follow me or see what I write, like I literally was saying, you know, come through tonight. And we'll forget about game one. Judge's numbers are pristine. Judge was a triple away from the cycle. Judge had a single, a double, a walk. And then obviously, the great Sweeney Murdy used to say, three-run home runs win ball games. And I know that didn't take the lead and wasn't the... But like that moment, I was screaming, take the moment. That moment for Judge gets the monkey off his back. Changes the narrative completely, and it gives you a signature Aaron Judge moment where the team is facing elimination, where he has the opportunity to give us a new ball game, and he does it, and he rings it off the left field foul pole. I'm trying to film it. I can't find the ball. It hits off that foul pole. The way the stadium just, like, obviously Judge is the captain and everyone's favorite player and all that, but for, like, Judge to have that moment, it's the biggest moment we've had. Bigger than, you know, Jazz motoring to score. bigger than Cam Schlittler mowing him down in that fourth inning. That moment of like, they didn't close the door. They didn't put us out. We got to their bullpen, and Judge was ready for the moment, and he took the moment, new ball game. Then Jazz following up for the lead. And I'm not safe in there. I'm not comfortable in there. I'm like, yo, we need more. We need more. Add more. And they did. They tacked on some insurance runs, and then the bullpen was lights out. Let's go to Marshall in San Diego on the Fan in New York.
Keith, what's up, man? You hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
All right, good stuff, man. So we've talked twice over the past few days just about kind of like it being time and scar tissue, right? And, dude, over the past first two games of this series, I'm like, oh, my good Lord, this is all kind of, you know, doors blown off out the window, right? But Judge hits that home run. Like, it's 0-2. I'm in my kitchen. In my living room with my wife, and she's standing up wearing a Matsui 55 jersey from the 09 series. And I'm sitting down, and I'm like, but this needs to be his moment, babe. He hits that, and the way that not only he reacted, the way the bench reacted.
Oh,
bro,
yeah.
The way the bench went nuts. It was a monkey, a hippopotamus.
It was an exorcist. It was, okay, quiet time for everybody doubting this man. Thanks for the call, Marshall. It was obvious that, like, okay, first off, 0-2 count, and you know Varland throws 100, and he talked to Stanton about it, right? And he goes up there. If that ball is a foot further left, it's a foul ball. The ghost took it. There's something in the air. When you see Addison Barger not make a play in shallow left field, when you see Anthony Santander not be able to make a play in right field, it's like back-to-back series in that building. We're getting some breaks. Back-to-back series against division rivals that have played in that building all season. We are getting some breaks. Use it. Seize the moment. And they are. They are. Early in that game, When okay, it's hard to catch a fly ball in there. We saw Belly, he was there, but he didn't make the catch. And, like, that was playing into our negativity and toxicity. Belly's there, can't make the catch. And then when he throws it into Jazz, Jazz has his back to the play. And it's almost like Jazz, who we saw yawning, fell asleep. And then he goes to make the throw, and the throw is too late. And it's like, yo, they're starting to pour it on us again. But they were able to get Shane Bieber out of there. They were able to stop the bleeding, literally. Stop them at six runs. And now this offense, back-to-back games, you've seen them now have their most runs scored, the most offensive output, 7 runs, 9 runs. So some of us that were saying, hey, at least we got to their bullpen and got 7 runs in Toronto. Let's see if they bring that to the stage. They just had 9 runs. It makes you at least go into tomorrow and think that they are going to throw a bullpen game and advantage Yankees because Cam Schlittler is on the mound coming off of his masterful performance. And now these guys have new life and confidence and all the breaks and things that we're getting in there. I'll say this, and we're about to take another call. If you're coming to the game and you're yelling and screaming when the ball goes up in the air, be quiet for the Yankees. Like, we saw Volpe and Jazz converge on one where it was hella close. When that ball goes in the air for the Blue Jays, yell, scream. If you're in the bleachers, bang on the bleachers with your life. It makes a difference. It makes a difference. Chris in West Milford on the Fan. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Keith. How are you, brother? I just got to give you some flowers, man. Probably the best guy on this station. But I just want to say, I saw something tonight I never saw. Aaron Judge flipped his bat. He's never done that before. And I hope that was a little, you know,
to the world,
throw at the people that nay him when he is the man. No doubt about it.
No, I'm glad you mentioned that, too, because I just watched it. Thanks for the compliment as well, Chris. Like, Judge doesn't showboat. Judge is everything right in, like, baseball. You know, shout out to his parents and coaches that brought him. As dominant as he is, he takes the same home run trot, but you could tell that one, and we've been talking about it for the last couple days. I did a show Sunday night. I did a five-hour show last night, and I talked about it. You know, and I called him low-leverage judge. It's not a knock, but I'm saying I see the singles. I see the numbers, but they're low leverage. And what I was saying was, okay, if there is a moment that comes up in the next game, and he's able to seize that moment and take that game, and then there's another game. Like, Judge still has the opportunity to take the pen and rewrite the story. That home run, that three-run home run to tie the game erases game one, bases loaded against Kevin Gausman. Who cares now? So when Judge flips the bat like that, he's looking at his teammates, and then he gives the point down. Like, this is my, I can't say the S word, but this is my house. I do this. I'm the best in the game. I just turned on that and tied the game. You got to win it. And I'm so paranoid as a fan. I'm just like, oh my God, Judge is playing well on defense. Judge has a single, a double, a three-run homer. They can't lose this game now. This is it. This is the game. This is his signature moment. They have to win. The rest of them have to pick him up. Jazz, Prince of the City, following up. The King of New York, bing. And the bullpen, phenomenal. Can I give some credit to Boone? Because people were ready to fire Aaron Boone in the stadium after that top of the third inning where the Yankees go down 6-1. Boone was playing up himself, right? Now, some people might have said, okay, he should have went and got Rodon sooner. But I mean, like, it is what it is. Rodon goes 2 1/3. He gives up a couple more. I guess you could have potentially stopped the bleeding with Rodon sooner. But, I mean, they won the game. Fernando Cruz comes in and does what he's got to do. But as soon as they went to the bullpen, Boone countered, right? Because they went to the bullpen with the lefty McMahon up. And right away, Boone's like, okay, bet. I got something for that. Ahmed Rosario. And then every button he pushed with the bullpen from playoff Timmy or Fernando Cruz, who had 3 strikeouts, playoff Timmy or Camilo Duvall. Don't let me forget Camilo Duvall, but I was getting to playoff Timmy because, like, Tim Hill, he didn't look that great during the regular season, but he's slow heartbeat, cold-blooded in the postseason. To Devin Williams, and even having Devin Williams go back out there to David, put him to Bednar. Done. These guys had 9 strikeouts. These guys only gave up a couple hits, 3 hits. Flawless. Now, Cam Schlittler, we need you to go 7 innings. If you can go 8, again, that'd be sensational. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I got to take a break. I'm running out of time. We'll be right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That.
Get the scuttlebutt on your favorite team, The Fan, on the Odyssey, iHeart, and TuneIn apps.
Right back at it on The Fan in New York. Not much time tonight, but I don't care. I was in the WFAN suite. Shout out to all the good folks at WFAN who came out tonight, and they're like, you're going to have a short show. I'm like, I don't care. I want to win. I don't care. I'll go home. As long as I go home with the win. Keith McPherson on The Fan. Shout out to all the weirdos in the chat right now. I guess somebody called Boomer and Geo yesterday and said something like, how many Yankee logos or, you know, how many Yankee accessories is Keith McPherson going to wear? I don't get up until 10, 10:30 in the morning. So I miss that. But you can always count on me to be dressed the part. When I go to Yankee Stadium, I'm fully declared. You don't got to ask which team I'm rooting for. Head to toe. And got the win. We'll be back for game four. I think it's a little earlier. I think it's the 7:08 tomorrow. And, yeah, I don't know what I'm going to wear yet. So I'll go to sleep tonight, and they can call in. And I know it's like a troll job. It's like, you know, a lot of people woke up thinking that this was Yankees elimination day. Well, go to bed, wake up tomorrow, and hate again. Mike is in Marlboro. Mike, you're on the Fan.
Hey, what's up, Keith?
Chill.
Couple things. I mean, number one, I've said this before, like, you're by far the most knowledgeable Yankee fan on talk radio. That's a fact.
I just go to the games, bro. I'm a real fan that goes to the games with the rest of the fans. I just try to bring that perspective, but I appreciate it, man.
Yeah. Check out the video I sent you tonight. You and I are going to get to a game eventually. I told you that. We'll do that. A couple of points. I'm going to lead into my judge comment, but a couple of things. Goldie, surprised he didn't come in to pinch hit in the sixth. My man Scotty, he was calling for that. I'm surprised it didn't happen just because of the
shout out to Merc Adante from our sales team. Me and Merc were having that conversation as well. But all is well that ends well.
Yeah. Bellinger, he can't run. Thank God he hit that double, RBI double. He's having trouble coming out of the box. That's a problem.
Yeah, that heel but issue that they obviously don't want to make a thing. I don't know.
No, it's a real thing. Boone's moves, you know, with the bullpen came through, Boone's moves all worked.
With the pinch hits as well. Rosario got a hit. Rosario got on base, scored a run.
Yeah, no, you're right. I mean, but I've got a scenario for you. Imagine Judge's hit. Imagine his home run doesn't hit the foul pole. I always call it the foul pole. Dave Sims, he was great on the radio. He said the fair pole. I mean, it was incredible. But imagine it doesn't hit that pole. Like, what do Yankees fans want? Like, we haven't had a losing season since 1993. And just so you, like, just by comparison, like, the Kansas City Chiefs, like, they've had 12 winning seasons in a row. The Yankees have had 33 winning seasons. Like, Judge is the reason we haven't had a losing season. Like, what more?
He's a big reason. No, I hear what you're saying, Mike, and I'll take this from where you just, you know, it's a different standard around here. And today, Buster only sent out a tweet that people were talking about in the bleachers when we were down. Earlier, Buster only tweets, in George Steinbrenner's time as owner of the Yankees, he fostered the Steinbrenner doctrine. If you don't win the World Series, your season is a complete failure. Generations of Yankee fans believe that. One who apparently does not subscribe to the Steinbrenner doctrine, Hal Steinbrenner, current owner of the team. He has a more nuanced view of success. And there's more, but it doesn't matter. I say that to say this. We are not the Kansas City Royals. We are not the Pittsburgh Pirates. Do you not see how many people come to that ballpark? I do, because I'm one of them every year. And I don't just go once. I go about 50 times a year. When you have that home field advantage, where guys cannot catch routine fly balls because it is so loud in there, because we are bearing down on them, we expect you to respond. The Yankees got off the mat tonight. So what if that Aaron Judge ball was a foot or two left and went foul? We would expect Judge to continue doing what he was doing as far as he had a single and a double, get a base hit, get on. But it just so happened he was able to drive both runs in and do what we expect him to do as the most prolific home run hitter in the game. That's his first postseason homer. And it couldn't have come at a better time. We're facing an elimination, and that just gave us a fresh new game. A day in the Bronx, my guy. You're back on the Fan.
My God, thank you so much for taking my call. Bro, I just got to say this, man. Keith, I love you. I love your show. And I'm so happy we have more baseball to talk about. Come on, man. Man, I want to paint the picture to you because I was in the stadium as well.
You said you brought your family out tonight.
Yes, bro.
I didn't run into you because I was in a bad one in the beginning of the game, and I kind of went on my own way. But
yeah,
go on.
Yeah. So no, bro. I don't force this at all, bro. We're blessed to be, you know, watching this. So I want to paint this picture, this scenario to you and everyone listening. So bottom of the fourth, Aaron Judge. You know, we already know what happens, but I hear somebody calling him low-level judge, just like you. Mm-hmm. I hear him, but I'm talking to everybody, you know, so I'm kind of G-checking him, like, yo, bro, like, Aaron Judge has been doing pretty good. Just kind of like how I defended him on the fan a couple nights ago, I gave him the same talking points. I was like, yo, he's doing pretty good. You know, like, if he gets, he's like, yo, he's just hitting singles. I was like, if he gets a single right now, bro, that's still knocking in some runs.
Yeah.
You know? But look, he hits that shot, right? By the way, my son is in my arms. And my son literally leaves a chant, bro. He literally says, Aaron Judge, in a 3-year-old voice. Just imagine, Aaron Judge. So I say that in my deep voice. And now the whole
thing. And I'm like, MVP.
Yeah. No, after that shot, everyone was saying MVP. So I see the shot. I'm a section 313. So the angle I see does not look like it's fair at all. I thought it was way into the foul territory.
Until it hits and then the ball drops onto the field.
Yeah, I'm just like, I was just like, I saw the shot. I saw it clearly. I was like, wow, that if only that was fair. And then all of a sudden, everyone's cheering. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Man, I don't go to many Yankee games, bro. I just started. And you can tell me, bro, and I'll leave it at this, because I know, you know, we're ending pretty short here. But you can tell me, is this one of the greatest games to attend?
Of course. Thanks for the call, Aday. And I'm glad you brought your son and your wife and you know, you don't go to many games, and I know there's a lot of you listening that don't go to many games, but a lot of people do save their money to go to these postseason games. Hell yeah, because the narrative that was out there about Judge is like, hey, if they lose tonight and Judge doesn't have an impact, yeah, his postseason numbers will go up for his career, but people are only going to remember that bases-loaded strikeout with Kevin Gausman where he didn't do anything. Right now, Judge has 22 at-bats in this 2025 postseason. He's got 11 hits, one homer, 6 ribbies. He's batting .500. His OPS is .1304. There's nothing that you can say about Aaron Judge now. He answered the bell. He seized the day. He took the moment, and that is his signature moment, and it wasn't wasted. And also, there are clips of him making diving plays, making good plays in the outfield to go along with that. Him running on the base pass. There was one point in the game, I forget it was early, I was like, send him, because I needed every run. But yeah, that's an instant classic. Now, let me just, you know, because I'm off in less than 20 minutes, and let me make this clear. Nothing is done yet. They could lose this next game, and we will be sad, and I will be on here tomorrow talking about, oh, man, nothing is done yet. All they did was take the first step, and now your thoughts become things. Talk about it. Post about it. When you wake up in the morning, keep it going. You think, like, why do you think Judge flipped his bat and looked at his teammates? Because they all have phones and social media. They hear the narrative, and they think he's a baseball god. And then, like, you know, even like Caballero met the media and he talked about he's just been around Judge and he's like, he's a great person. Like, as good of a baseball player he is, he's a better guy. It couldn't happen to a better guy. I'm happy that Judge was able to hit that home run today to silence all the critics and haters, because it's like, it's one thing to hate on the guy and be a Yankee fan like I am and a lot of you are. We've seen, I don't know how many home runs I've seen Judge hit in that building, a ton. But there are other people that want to hate on him and say, he'll never, this is who he is, he'll never be there. And so it's hard to defend. The defense rests its case. All rise, here comes the Judge, he did it today. Now, dare I say, what if Judge is unlocked even more where the power is there? He was a triple away from the cycle. He's already going crazy. Like, if Judge is unlocked that now he's turning on high velocity, like, they're not going to pitch to him. You saw them walk him, right? I said, oh, John Schneider went back to intentionally walking him the same way he did in the regular season. Let it shift. Let it turn. Let them sleep tonight thinking about, well, damn, we let him get one. We might have unlocked Judge even more. And now you unlocked other guys who were struggling, like Trent Grisham, like Belly, like Jazz Chisholm, there's more to be done, more work to be done. 888-808-1019, I have to break again. This will be my last break. I will take as many calls as I can before I get done here at 2 a.m. Stay tuned for Big Mac coming up at 2. And if you're online or want to be online, join the YouTube chat, WFAN. We are about to hit 86,000 subscribers. We need 100 more people to subscribe. Keep McPherson on the Fan. I'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Have something to say? Dial us 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Count on Sundays all season long with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Wakanda. Welcome.
The Big Shot of the Night is brought to you by WFAN and me, Keith McPherson. Bright lights in the big city. You know we got a bunch of big shots, and there wasn't a bigger shot all year than that shot that hit off the left field foul pole. All rise. Here comes the judge. Just when you were ready to say he's low leverage, oh yeah, he's hitting better, but it's not meaningful. He's not doing it with runners on. He's not cashing in. When's he going to have a moment? Oh, show me his game. Show me the postseason moment. There it is, folks. There it is. He went crazy tonight, facing elimination tonight. Judge went 3-for-4 with an intentional walk, 4 RBI, 3 runs, a 3-run homer. He's batting .500 this postseason. From StatCast, that 99.7-mile-an-hour pitch that he turned on, which is like it's power versus power. There's been 528 pitches on 0-2 counts thrown out of the zone at 99 miles an hour or above. Aaron Judge tonight is the first player to hit one of those out for a home run. And a lot of people are talking about the bat flip, which he doesn't do. I like that. I like it, Cap. And the stare at the dugout and then even the look into the camera, that was for the baseball world, the sports world. People that helicoptered in to say, this is who Aaron Judge is. People actually said trade him. People actually said if this is who he is, get him out of here. Hell no. We go as he goes. The team goes as he goes. And if he goes crazy for another two games, let me just chill. Let me remind y'all that's one game. Let me remind y'all there's another game coming up. Cam Switler has to pitch. The Yankees got to hit. We got to force it back to Toronto. And then we got to go back to the Rogers Center and win. That's just one out of three. That's it. It's just one win. Do or die, they decided to do. Dave is in Brooklyn with us next. Go for it, Dave.
You know, you said it yourself. When Judge hit that ball out, he was telling the Blue Jays, you might win some, but you just lost one. Judge today has proven that he is not just a great Yankee. He is a great man. This is a great man, a great family man, a great person. And what he did tonight just cemented to me that he is the most valuable player. Whether he wins it on any given year is arbitrary to his health or arbitrary to the umpires destroying his strike zone, but he is the most valuable player.
Great and call, Dave. You know, Judge has 6 home runs when facing elimination. That's tied with David Ortiz for the most in postseason history. You can't say he's not clutch. Like, the narrative completely dissolved tonight that, He comes up small. He's not clutch. He doesn't have a moment. In one game, he changed all of that tonight. And exactly, it couldn't happen to a better guy, because all you hear about is how much of a good guy he is, family guy, great. And we're lucky to have him. We need more, Judge. Continue to lead, because it's in their heads now. Maxwell in the Upper West Side, you're on next.
Hey, what's going on, Keith? Thank you for taking the call.
Yes, sir.
I think I sound like a broken record talking about the Judge home run. I was in the building. It was absolutely
It's going to happen until tomorrow night. Keep going. Go ahead.
That's right. So I think I'm wired a little bit like you, where I'm a little bit cynical. I'm thinking towards the next game, and I look at how that young kid really did shut them down until the fourth inning. He had their number. So I'm nervous to see how they're going to do against this like bullpen outing on tomorrow. And I'm curious to see, I mean, what do you think about the Bednar pick? I thought just from section 214, that seemed like a strange thing to do, leave him with five batters instead of four or even three.
I knew that was before we even went in there today. I'm like, they're going to him for five outs. We've seen it before. I just kind of knew they were going to stay away from Weaver. I wasn't exactly sure the middle innings, how they were going to go about mixing and matching there. Shout out to Camilo Duvall, who's been solid, and Devin Williams being able to go back out there and get another one. It worked. We'll see how they make it work tomorrow. It's all going to hinge on Cam Schlittler. Thanks for the call, Max. I think right now MLB has Lewis Varlin as the starter for the bullpen game tomorrow. But, like, they're going to have to mix and match. It's John Schneider versus Aaron Boone. They're going to have to play a whole bullpen game where they figure out, who's coming out of that bullpen. And we've got one kid on the mound that I hope mows them down. And remember, that Friday night, I think it was September, I forget when it was, Cam Schlittler was tipping his pitches, and the Blue Jays jumped all over him early. The Yankees only scored one run in that game. It was off a Stanton homer. If you don't think that Cam Schlittler is the type of animal to remember that and want to get some get back, you're mistaken. He's going to get on that mound, and he's going to want to face all of those guys again. So I'm looking forward to it. John is in the Bronx. Can't wait to drive right back to the Bronx tomorrow.
My brother, yo, I met you last year at Billy's during the World Series. You're a real one. You keep it 100. I was at section 333. I had a front row view, and I knew that ball was going to hit the foul pole.
Awesome. Great seats to be in for that.
100%. I got the video and everything. I called earlier today. First time, first of all, calling into your show.
Appreciate it.
I'm a big admirer of you. I want the best for you. I can't wait for you to be on during the day, because this is very late for me. But
understood.
Listen. I called today BT and Sal, and I said, yo, the Yankees lost their swagger. Nobody is afraid of us anymore.
Right. I was saying that too. Saying Toronto's not afraid of them.
Nobody. They be talking smack about us. Everybody. Anyway, I think we're on the road to get it back.
Thanks for the call, John. I just got 2 minutes to get two calls in. I agree. That helps a lot. Nine runs, your captain doing what he, like, they walk into the building tomorrow with Cam Schlittler on the mound. How can you not have your swagger back? Joseph in Brooklyn, talk to us. You're on the Fan.
Keith, my man, Pots and Pants. Look, I just want to say I'm glad Judge got that monkey off his back. I think tomorrow he needs to come out and just be relaxed. Be ready to go and just do his thing. He just needs to be judged. That's it. We need Cam to come up and just be the Cam that he was against the Red Sox. And if he's not, then he's not. But I'm just glad Judge got that monkey off his back. And I hope we can just build off this. And
we have to. And like, man, the thing about Judge versus Gausman in that moment, we all talked about it. It was clear that the pressure got to him. It was clear that that moment affected him. He chased a pitch that he would never chase, like in the regular season, and he didn't have to chase. It was a ball coming out of his hands. We all thought we got one right there, like we won, and then we didn't. And so now that Judge goes out there and performs like this with the whole Yankee universe depending on him, the rest is cake, right? Continue. And these other guys got to pick him up as well. But I'm excited to see what Cam Schlittler does for an encore. also some get back against a team that hit him up, and he had to come out of the game early. I think arguably his worst start of the year. And now these guys start to feel, like I say, your thoughts become things. They start to feel like, hey, we're forcing this thing back to Toronto in game five. Anything can happen. Last call goes to Jennifer in Greenberg. Hello, Jennifer.
What's up, Keith? How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for taking my call. I was in the house again. I did not ever, ever doubt. We have too much Yankee pride as players, as fans, as Bronx Bombers. We were not going down like that. We had the rally caps and everything.
Yeah, tonight, those Toronto fans aren't like Red Sox fans, locker. Right? I remember
the
last
fans
time
in there when Toronto was dropping balls. We were out there trying to drop it, drop it, drop it, drop it. Even when it got to 6-1, I still was like, we got this. Just stop the bleeding. Stop the hemorrhaging. No more. Don't let them get any more. And when Judge was at bat and I was filming it, and I was like, he's about to hit a home run. Mm-hmm. And my crew was like, this place is about to go crazy. And we felt it. And it hit on the left field, left foul pole, right in front of us. So once again, 10th man, 10th woman, spirit of Yankee Stadium. I had on my parents' wedding rings, who are my angels, who introduced us to the Yankees. Saw some Blue Jay fans after. I said, I'll see you on Friday. They said that they're coming back tomorrow. But what do we say? All we need is one. All we need is one in Toronto. That one in Toronto will be on Friday. Keep doing your rituals, people. Keep doing your part, Yankees. Let's get it. We've been at it. I've been at all the playoff wins. Next up, ALCS.
Thanks for the call, Jennifer. God bless. And you Yankee fans, stay tuned for C-Mac, who was at the game as well. He'll take you to 5 a.m., and we're right back at it at the stadium. Cam Schlittler just did a post-game, or I guess he spoke. He says, I'm a different pitcher now than I was when I faced him a month ago. I'm telling you, he's going to want some get back. So, yeah, get some rest, too, so you can come to the stadium and yell and scream. Thanks for listening to my show. I'm out of here.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN, New York.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.